Strange Adventure.
Slowly, painfully, Hugh Glass regained consciousness. He tested his arms. They were stiff and sore, but could move. He went over his body carefully. As far as he could tell, he was battered and bruised, but no bones were broken. Gradually, he realized his peril. He was alone in the wild Dakota territory. Both his companions and his horse were gone. He had no gun nor ammunition. Even his knife and blankets had been taken. He recalled dashing ahead of the hunting party, following some bear tracks. A huge grizzly reared erect in the trail ahead. His horse bolted, throwing him. He could still feel the crushing pressure as the bear pounced, squeezing and mauling. That was the last he remembered. Now anger surged through his wrecked body. Not the hot, flashing anger which flares up then burns out. He was possessed by that cold, vicious, determined wrath that controls a person till revenge is complete. Those men he'd thought were his friends had left him for dead. Hugh Glass swore to live to kill those who had abandoned him. He started crawling toward Fort Atkinson, the destination of the party he had been leading. At last he came to a berry patch. For nearly a week he stayed there, living on berries, till a fragment of his strength returned. He found a broken tree limb. By using it as a cane, he could walk slowly. For 2 days he found nothing to eat. What little strength he gained was ebbing. Only his anger and determined revenge kept him going. Then he heard a sound that curdled the blood in his veins. It was the cry of a wolf pack. There was no place to hide. He had no choice but to trudge on. Topping a small rise, he saw the animals. They had just killed a buffalo calf. Gambling his last ounce of strength, he rushed forward, shouting and waving his hat. The surprised wolves fled. Having no knife or nothing with which to start a fire, Glass ripped the buffalo flesh with his fingers and ate it raw. After resting and eating till his strength built up slightly, he tore a hind quarter from the calf. Lugging it on his shoulder, he again set out. Eventually, he struggled into Fort Kiowa. A party was heading for Yellowstone, and Glass insisted on joining. He had to keep going to catch those men who had left him for dead. The party was making fair progress when a scout rushed back from the trail ahead, shouting the dreaded word,
"Indians!"
Orders were quickly given.
"We're outnumbered. It's suicide to fight. Our only chance is to scatter. Maybe some of us will get through."
As the Indian horde engulfed the small party, Glass hid in a cave. The Indians massacred all the men in sight and then rode on. Finally, Glass arrived at Yellowstone. Surely he'd find his men there, and he did. Glass drew his gun and faced them.
"Hey, you're great friends, all right. I'm going to kill every one of you."
He paused, then his arm dropped, and a grin spread across his haggard, weather-beaten face.
"Oh, shucks. I'm too glad to be alive to kill anybody. Go on, put your hands down."
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Gunfighter, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.